RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first, the headlines. Former U.S. President Barack Obama to visit Bogor Presidential Palace. 4,000 police personnel to secure former U.S. Barack Obama's visit to Jakarta. Now the news in details. Former U.S. President Barack Obama will attend President Joko Widodo's invitation to visit Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Friday afternoon, but there will be no state welcoming ceremony. Bogor Military District Commander Lieutenant Colonel Infantry Dodi Suhardiman said in Bogor on Thursday that the reception for Obama would be more relaxed and simple. Dodi also said that the security will still be prioritized according to the operating standard for the highly privileged guest, but not be conspicuous according to Obama's request. He added that Obama requested that the welcoming ceremony not to be conspicuous, but security measures for him will remain in compliance with the standard operating procedure for state guests. Obama and his family are scheduled to come to the State Palace in Bogor to accept the invitation for lunch from President Joko Widodo at Green Garden Cafe at the Bogor Botanical Garden. Following the visit by Obama and his family, the Bogor Botanical Garden will be closed to public on Friday. 4,000 police personnel will secure the visit of the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, to Jakarta on June 30 to July 2. Jakarta Metro Police Inspector General M. Iriawan said in Jakarta on Thursday that the police are ready to protect Obama and his family during their stay in Jakarta. General Iriawan also said that preparations have been made. He added that everything has been set, including the destination, restaurants, and an event at the Bogor Palace, West Java. Barack Obama will attend the 4th Indonesian Diaspora Congress at Kota Kasablanka Mall in South Jakarta on Saturday. At the recent Diaspora Ikawangi Banyuwangi Family Association event, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya mentioned the huge potentials of meeting, incentive, conference, and exhibition tourism in Banyuwangi, especially after the recent opening of 4-star hotel, the El Royal Hotel and Resort Banyuwangi, that offers the biggest ballroom in town. Minister Yahya encouraged Banyuwangi to bid in hosting the meetings, incentive, conference, and exhibition-related events and asked all stakeholders to cooperate. He said that what's more important is the commitment towards tourism and commitment from the regent Azwar Anas. Diaspora Ikawangi is a halal-bihalal post-Ramadan gathering for Banyuwangi diasporas that has been held over the last 4 years. Apart from the tourism minister, other attendees included Banyuwangi Regent Abdullah Azwar Anas and Deputy Regent Yusuf Widiatmoko. State-owned toll road operator Jasa Marga predicts almost 120,000 cars will be heading to Jakarta from Cikampek on Saturday as Idul Fitri holidays come to an end. Jasa Marga spokesman Handoyo said in Bekasi, West Java on Thursday that Jasa Marga expects 5 days after Idul Fitri or Saturday will be the peak traffic of returning cars on the Jakarta-Cikampek toll road, with a total number almost 120,000 vehicles. He predicts that the number of Jakarta-bound vehicles will be similar on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Some 109,000 cars will stream back to Jakarta via Cikarang Utama toll entrance on Friday, whereas the number will fall slightly on Sunday at 120,000. The peak traffic predictions is based on the length of Idul Fitri holidays given to most employees and the fact that they will resume work on Monday. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A man arrested after walking around Central Java Police Headquarters bringing a bag containing sharp weapons has been sent to a psychiatric hospital in Semarang. Despite his supposed mental illness, the police have yet to release the man with the initial of MR. Local Police Chief Inspector General Chondro Kirono told reporter in a phone interview on Thursday that the police have sent him to a psychiatric hospital for treatment and observation. After the observation result comes up from a doctor, the police might drop the case. The police are still examining the items found on MR's bag. When arrested by police personnel, MR brought two ID cards which do not belong to him, two kitchen knives, one cutter, and nails. In an early investigation, Chondro said MR could explain neither the source of the items he brought nor the reason for jumping the fence of Central Java Police Headquarters. President Joko Widodo and his family on Thursday visited Ragunan Zoo in Jakarta as vacation spot at the end of Lebaran holiday. During his visit, the president, accompanied by his wife Iriana and his children, Kahiyang Ayu and Kaisang Pangarep, distributed some books and t-shirts to other zoo visitors. All visitors were enthusiastic to see President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo. At the Ragunan Zoo, the president saw some of primate animal collections, namely at the Smutzer's Primate Center. He said that Ragunan Zoo is one of Jakarta's affordable tourism spots for people, as well as educational park to introduce animal varieties to the children.
Normally, we are training broadcasters on the usual broadcasting industry expertise. But since September 2015, when the United Nations declared the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals, AIBD has recently been engaged in an endeavor to put on activities related to the Sustainable Development Goals. For example, this year in June, we have just completed the 14th Asia Media Summit, for which the theme was Media on the Frontline of Global Development. So we hope we can do activities to promote sustainable development goals in the Asia Pacific region.
Meanwhile, head of Ragunan Zoo Management Unit, Dina Himawati, said that this was the third time for Joko Widodo to visit the zoo since he was elected as Jakarta's governor. Dina also explained to the president that Ragunan Zoo has served electrical ticketing system for visitors since May 2016. The Ragunan Zoo has become one of Jakarta's tourism spots for people to visit during holidays. She feels that in Lebaran Day, the zoo welcomed more than 200,000 visitors, while yesterday's visitors reached 135,000 people. Director of Asia Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development AIBD, Chang Jin, said that besides conducting training in the broadcasting industry, AIBD and all its members continue to conduct information dissemination activities to support the 2030 Sustainable Development Goal Declaration declared by United Nations in 2015. To RRI Nangkasa Puri, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Thursday, Chang Jin said that one of the activities to support SDG 2030 is in early June 2017. There was the 14th All-Asia Media Meeting in Qingdao City, Shandong Province, China, besides doing plates. Insertnya RB yang sudah dalam bahasa Inggris tadi, Asia Pacific. In addition of the 17 goals in the SDG 2030, AIBD will focus on 8 goals covering eliminating poverty, health of life, gender equality, infrastructure development, climate change, marine resource conservation, and forest resource conservation. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Commentary today entitled Benin Cities and Overseas Countries into the United States of America to be carried out. The temporary ban on entry in the United States, which President Donald Trump outlines against citizens of six mostly majority countries and all refugees, is eventually be implemented. Trump's decision bans 90 days of people from Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen coming to America, and the country's refugee program is suspended for 120 days. The ban starts being effected on Tuesday at 8 o'clock local time. The launch of the controversial move came after United States Supreme Court this week decided to allow Trump's orders to be applied. However, the Supreme Court has not reduced the scope of the ban by excluding residents and refugees with close or credible relationships with a person or entity in the United States. Those who are considered to have close family relationships are parents, wife or husband, children, adult children, son-in-law, siblings, stepbrothers, and other types of relationships. Close relatives do not include grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, nephews, cousins, brother-in-law, fiancé, and other extended family members. The directive also specifies in detail that relations with unity in the United States should be official, recorded, and established on regular path, not for the purpose of avoiding the executive order signed by President Donald Trump on March 6. It also contains some examples of those who get an exception based on reliable relationship with unity in the United States. One example is an employee who accepts job offers from a company in the United States, or an instructor invited to give a lecture in the United States will be excluded. The ban, which was first announced by Trump in early January, had previously been frozen in favor of judges in Hawaii and Maryland, who argued that the policy was discriminatory. The federal court said that the travel ban violates federal and discriminatory immigration laws against Muslims who violate the U.S. Constitution. President Donald Trump calls the travel ban is needed for extra security. The media reported President Donald Trump uses two terrorist attacks that happened in London, England, as a material defense for the policy of the travel ban. Perhaps this provision will pose against opposition from some parties. Opponents reason that one of them is that no one from the affected countries had attacked the United States. Hopefully, this temporary ban will not be applied fully. The citizens of the six countries still have to wait for a review of the executive's orders. Thus, they have to wait for the review of the U.S. Supreme Court, which will consider in October, to decide whether President Trump's policy is implemented or rejected. While hoping what President Donald Trump has expressed in his Eid al-Fitr greetings, this reminds how important the mercy, compassion, and goodwill are to be truly manifested. Listener, that was commentary today. Thanks for listening. I'm here, Mana Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on June 30, 1960. Zaire gained its independence. On June 30, 1960, the Democratic Republic of Congo, or Zaire, proclaimed its independence. Previously, the country was colonialized by Belgium. However, the resistance of Congo people against the colonialization increased under the leadership of Patrice Lumumba after the Second World War. Later, after their independence was gained, Patrice Lumumba was chosen as its prime minister and Kasayubu became the president. However, various political conflicts happened in the country, mainly between the pro-West president Kasayubu and Patrice Lumumba. The conflict peaked with the murder of Lumumba in 1961. Until now, the peace in Zaire is still threatened by various internal and international conflicts. We move into 1977. SEATO was dissolved. Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, was an international organization for collective defense in Southeast Asia, created by the Southeast Asia Collective Defense Treaty that was signed on September 8, 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. The formal institution of SEATO was established at a meeting of treaty partners in Bangkok, Thailand in February 1955. This organization was aimed to block the development of communism in Southeast Asia. The headquarters of this organization was located in Bangkok, the Kingdom of Thai. Many sites accused that SEATO was a medium for American foreign policy in Asia. Consequently, questions of dissolving the organization arose. And finally, on June 30, 1977, SEATO was formally dissolved. We end today in history with an incident in 2015. The Hercules C-130 of Indonesian Air Force fell in Medan, North Sumatra. Hercules C-130 was an aircraft with four high-wing turboprop engines used as a main military transport aircraft for the Army across the globe. It can land and take off from short or unprepared runway. Besides transport, it is also used for airborne inventory, weather observation, airborne refueling, aerial firefighter, and aerial ambulance. On June 30, 2015, 11:50 local time, a Hercules C-130 belonged to Indonesian Air Force with a 13110 registration number, fell at Yamin Ginting Street, Medan, North Sumatra, after taking off from Suwondo Airport. The aircraft was piloted by Captain Sandy Permana. The accident killed 100 passengers. Well, listener, that was the day in history.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Focus. Today's edition is entitled, Barack Obama's Visit Boosts Indonesian Tourism Image. Listener, Bali Island now becomes a favorite holiday spot for international figures. After the Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud had vacation in Bali on March 4 under the 9th, 2017, the former President of United States of America Barack Obama and Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak also decided to spend this year's Idul Fitri holiday with the families in the island of Bali. In his 5-day visit since Friday, Barack Obama visited several tourism objects, namely Arma Museum, Tirta Empul Temple, and Gunung Kawi Temple in Tampak Siring Gianyar, as well as the Jatiluwih Terrace Fields in Tabanan Regency. Besides, Obama along with his wife and daughters also tried rafting in Ayung River. During his time in Bali, Obama stayed at a resort in Sayan Village, Ubud, Gianyar. Indonesian Tour and Travel Agencies Association, or ASITA, hoped that the holiday of the world figures, including the former president of USA in the Gatos Island, will make Bali more famous. Chairman of ASITA Bali Chapter, Ardana, says that Indonesian tourism, especially Bali, will be more well-known into the globe as a holiday choice for world figures. Moreover, the visit of those figures, both for state business or tourism, will get public spotlight, mainly with the help of the media. The data of Bali Province's Central Statistics Agency BPS showed the American tourists in Bali during January until April 2017 reached 64,042, or increased 19.7% if compared to the same period in 2016. America is the sixth of 10 countries with the most visitors coming to Bali, from the total visits in the last 4 months reaching 1,817,772 foreign tourists. Meanwhile, Chinese tourists still stays in the first place with 511,000 tourists, followed by Australia with 353,000 and Japan with 74,000. After visiting Bali, Barack Obama continued his vacation to Yogyakarta, beginning from Wednesday, June 28. Head of Tourism Destination Development Department of Yogyakarta Tourism Agency, Arya Nugrahadi, on Thursday said that the visit of Obama and his family strengthened the image of security in Yogyakarta as a tourism city. Arya is optimistic that after the visit of Obama, the foreign tourists coming from Europe, America and Asia into Yogyakarta will keep increasing. Barack Obama visited Borobudur Temple Magelang Central Java on Wednesday and Prambanan Temple on the next day. President Director of PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan and Ratu Boko, Edi Setiono, who accompanied Obama, said the former American president was very happy to have holidays at Borobudur Temple because Obama has some childhood memories in the temple. Barack Obama views that Borobudur Temple is a special structure because it is a symbol of interfaith tolerance and harmony in Indonesia, where the current majority is Muslim people. Arya Nugrahadi is sure that the visit of Obama to Prambanan Temple, as well as other historic tourism objects, will remind the international society that Yogyakarta was a civilization center in the past, which is interesting to visit. With such potential, Arya added that the service improvements in all tourism destinations must be carried out to fulfill the international standard. Well, listener, that was Focus. Ulang. Well, listener, that was Focus.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Former U.S. President Barack Obama will attend President Joko Widodo's invitation to visit Bogor Presidential Palace West Java on Friday afternoon, but there will be no state welcoming ceremony. 4,000 police personnel will secure the visit of the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, to Jakarta on June 30 to July 2. At the recent Diaspora Ikawangi Banyuwangi Family Association event, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya mentioned the huge potential of MICE tourism in Banyuwangi, especially after the recent opening of four-star hotel, the El Royal Hotel and Resort Banyuwangi, that offers the biggest ballroom in town. State-owned toll road operator Jasa Marga predicts almost 120,000 cars will be heading to Jakarta from Cikampek on Saturday as Idul Fitri holidays come to an end. A man arrested after walking around Central Java Police Headquarters bringing a bag containing sharp weapons has been sent to a psychiatric hospital in Semarang. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder. Today we will invite you traveling to South Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Sennar South Sulawesi Province is one of the main tourism destinations in eastern Indonesia. Usually, tourists visit the Losari Beach and Rotterdam Fort when visiting the region. This province actually has many other interesting places. One of them is located in Baru District. The district has variety of heights from the highlands and lowlands, so that there are many unique and interesting tourism objects in the region. For example, Celebes Canyon Tourism Destination. Because of its beauty and uniqueness, the Celebes Canyon succeeded to become the second winner for the category of Most Popular New Tourism Destination 2016 in the event of 2016 Indonesia Tourism Achievement. Listener, the Celebes Canyon is one of the new tourism sites located in Watu Village, Ternate Riaja Sub-District, Baru Regency, South Sulawesi. From the city of Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi Province, you have to go to Baru District through Maros and pass through the Makassar-Maros Highway. After reaching Maros, the trip is continued to Baru District through Pangkajene Baru Highway. When arriving in Baru District, the trip will continue to Ternate Riaja Lipureng Village. There are many signs to go to Celebes Canyon Natural Tourism. Once arriving in the tourism area, you are required to pay entrance fee of 2,500 rupiah. From the parking area to Celebes Canyon, you also have to walk for 50 minutes through the green rice field. Listener, approaching Celebes Canyon, you will hear the swift stream of river. Celebes Canyon is actually a river that has its own uniqueness compared with the river in general. There are many beautiful white karst rocks that form naturally. The expanse of white karstic was formed from sedimentary rocks in the Ule River. The Celebes Canyon is similar to the Grand Canyon in the United States, so people call it Celebes Canyon. The water is very clean and clear, which comes from the Ule River. If you're traveling to Celebes Canyon, South Sulawesi, you can swim in the fresh water. On one part of the cliff, there is a small pond filled with water that is clear and fresh. If the water is not receding, you can do river tubing activities. Or you can just take pictures with a background of beautiful white karst rock scenery in Celebes Canyon. Because the tourism destination is still fairly natural, there is not available adequate facilities yet, such as musola, restaurant, and others. So you are better to bring your own food supplies if you visit Celebes Canyon. For those who want to spend the night, you can camp at the tourism destination area. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Celebes Canyon. Tomorrow,
We will meet again with other interesting topics. Bye for now. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in Miscellany. Listener, after a month, Muslim in the world worship to fast during Ramadan. Muslims celebrate the day of victory, Idul Fitri. The celebration of the day of triumph is adorned with happiness and mutual forgiveness. There is one tradition that is only done in Indonesia during Idul Fitri, namely halal bihalal. In today's miscellany, we are going to give you halal bihalal. Listener, Muslims in Indonesia have a unique tradition when celebrating Idul Fitri. Besides the traditions of going home every year that is always phenomenal, other habits that are often done during Idul Fitri and throughout the month of Shawwal is halal bihalal. Halal bihalal tradition is a typical Indonesian culture that does not exist in other Islamic countries. The activity is held regularly every year by Muslims in Indonesia, starting on one Shawwal to coincide with Idul Fitri. Halal bihalal in general means forgiving each other's faults among parents, young people, families, relatives, neighbors, and other communities. The origin of halal bihalal in Indonesia cannot be known for sure. From several versions of history, one of them says that halal bihalal started since Prince Adipati Arya Mangkunegara I, who is famous as Prince Sambernyawa, the leader of Surakarta. To save time, energy and cost, then after the Idul Fitri prayers, held a meeting among the king, the courtier, the soldiers in an orderly manner to do prostrations or sungkem to the king and the empress. In Japanese culture, a person who does prostrations to an older person is a commendable deed. The purpose of prostrations is as a symbol of respect and apology. Other sources explain that the halal bihalal tradition was originated in the revolutionary period of independence. One year after independence, the Dutch army planned to regain control of Indonesia. At that time, the condition of the political leaders of Indonesia and Muslims split into various groups. The condition was very worrying about the revolutionary fighters. These fighters insisted that President Sukarno initiated a meeting that could reunite those elements. The momentum became very precise because at that time, Idul Fitri was celebrated in August. The goal was to make Idul Fitri in the arena of mutual forgiveness and to accept diversity in the frame of unity and national unity. Later, President Sukarno approved and made a halal bihalal activity that was attended by figures and elements of the nation as a glue relationship of a friendship nationally. Thank you. Halal bihalal is a distinctive tradition that reflects that Islam is a religion of tolerance, which promotes a harmonious life approach with all regions. The universal message of Islam is to always do good things and to forgive the faults of others and the means to compete with each other in goodness, so that it remains a distinctive color for the Muslim community of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic of Halal Bihalal, a special event of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again in another chance with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Music Corner. As always, on Fridays, we will present you dangdut songs. Today, I'm Moza, will play some songs by Denada. To open our encounter for today, we will listen to Kucing Garong by Denada. Listener, you've just listened to a song entitled Kucing Garong by Denada. This song is not about a cat that was born in the wild and has no direct contact with humans, but it is telling about the behavior of men who always obey their passions. The song Kucing Garong is one of the songs that makes Denada increasingly exist as an Indonesian dangdut singer. Several albums of dangdut songs have been launched, and now Denada more often appears to bring dangdut songs. In her performance on stage, Denada often sings while dancing jaipong. Denada is specifically studying the dance from West Java. Listener, let's listen to another song from Denada entitled Kopi Lambada. Can you go, 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 go.
We'll be right back.
Listener, thanks for staying with me, Moza, in Music Corner, which plays dangdut songs by Denada. Previously, the woman who was born in Jakarta 38 years ago is known as a rapper. In 1994, Denada Elizabeth Anggia Ayu Tambunan launched her rap album entitled Kujelang Hari. Her presence at that time was enough to attract the attention of Indonesian music lovers because at that time, not many female singers specifically became rappers. When being a successful rapper, Denada actually decided to pause from musical activities and focused on education in Australia. After several years of her education, Denada returned to Indonesia and relaunched her pop album. Denada tried to bring dangdut songs and received a response from Indonesian music lovers. Now, Denada often appears to bring dangdut songs. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. How low can you go? Go, 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 go.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.